Google terminates 28 employees over protests against Israel contract. By Lucas Nolan on April 18, 2024. Google has fired 28 employees for their involvement in sit-in protests at the company's offices in New York and Sunnyvale, California, against Google's $1.2 billion contract with the Israeli government and military. The New York Post reports that Google has terminated 28 employees for their participation in sit-in protests at the company's offices in New York and Sunnyvale, California. The protests, organized by the group No Tech for Apartheid, were aimed at Google's $1.2 billion Project Nimbus contract, in which Google Cloud and Amazon Web Services provide cloud computing and artificial intelligence services to the Israeli government and military. The demonstrations took place on Tuesday, with protesters occupying the 10th floor of Google's Chelsea office in Manhattan and the personal office of Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian in Sunnyvale. Some protesters wore traditional Arab headscarves and wrote a list of their demands on Kurian's whiteboard. Breitbart News previously reported that several Google employees were arrested when they refused to leave the offices they occupied. In a company-wide memo obtained by The Post, Google's Vice President of Global Security, Chris Roscoe, described the protesters' behavior as unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened. He stated that the employees took over office spaces, defaced our property, and physically impeded the work of other Googlers. Critics at the company have expressed concerns that the technology provided through Project Nimbus could be weaponized against Palestinians in Gaza. The fired staffers, in a statement shared by No Tech for Apartheid spokesperson Jane Chung, accused Google CEO Sundar Pichai and Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian of being genocide profiteers, claiming that their tech has enabled 100,000 Palestinians killed, reported missing, or wounded in the last 6 months of Israel's genocide. Local law enforcement confirmed that 4 arrests were made in New York for trespassing, while 5 protesters were arrested and released in Sunnyvale for criminal trespassing. It remains unclear if all 9 arrested employees were among those fired. A Google spokesperson confirmed the firings, stating that the protests were part of a long-standing campaign by a group of organizations and people who largely don't work at Google. The spokesperson emphasized that physically impeding other employees' work and preventing them from accessing our facilities is a clear violation of our policies and completely unacceptable behavior. Read more at the New York Post. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.